Chapter 1. A Fight for the Scepter. In the darkness of Wolfgang von Strucker's laboratory, a bright blue light shone. It came from the stone in Loki's scepter. After Loki, an Asgardian prince, attacked Earth with the help of Chitauri spaceships, the American agency S.H.I.E.L.D. took the scepter away from him. Strucker then stole it from S.H.I.E.L.D. and brought it to the laboratories of the criminal organization HYDRA in Sokovia in Eastern Europe. The scepter's blue energy made strange noises and sent out small explosions of light. Electricity traveled from it into a computer. Strucker was using the scepter's great power for programs to experiment on humans. The Maximoffs stood in the darkness, silently watching. Pietro Maximoff and his sister Wanda were Strucker's first success story. Now, enhanced by computer programs, they both had dangerous powers. Wanda could see into people's minds and play with their thoughts. She could also send out destructive energy through her hands. Pietro could move faster than any ordinary human. Suddenly, a message came over the laboratory's loudspeakers.
"We are under attack. Repeat, we are under attack."
Outside, in the snowy forests of Sokovia, the Avengers were fighting Strucker's soldiers. They were there to get Loki's scepter back. Then Thor could take it away from Earth, back to his home in Asgard. Iron Man left Captain America, Hawkeye, Black Widow, and Hulk fighting in the forest. He flew toward the laboratory to look for the scepter. On the way, he suddenly crashed into something.
"What's stopping me? I can't see anything!" he shouted to Jarvis, his artificially intelligent computer.
"The laboratory is protected by a powerful energy shield," Jarvis answered. Like the rest of the team in the forest, Thor could hear Iron Man through his radio.
"A shield? That proves that Strucker has the scepter," shouted Thor to the others. "They're defending the place too well."